O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 3, verses 1 through 11.
Philippians 3, verses 1 through 11. In addition, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write to you again about this is no trouble for me and is a safeguard for you. Watch out for the dogs. Watch out for the evil workers. Watch out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, the ones who worship by the Spirit of God, boast in Christ Jesus, and do not put confidence in the flesh. Although I have reasons for confidence in the flesh. If anyone thinks he has grounds for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, regarding the law, a Pharisee, regarding zeal, persecuting the church, regarding the righteousness that is in the law, blameless. But everything that was gained to me, I have considered to be a loss because of Christ. More than that, I also consider everything to be a loss in view of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Because of him, I have suffered the loss of all things and consider them as dung so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own from the law, but one that is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. My goal is to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, assuming that I will somehow reach the resurrection from among the dead. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself what really defines you? Is it your career, your stuff, your parenting skills? It's really easy to get wrapped up in these things, measuring our worth by what we can achieve. But this passage from Philippians challenges us to rethink how we see ourselves. In Philippians 3, verses 1 through 11, Paul takes us through his impressive list of credentials, his resume, only to completely disregard it, calling it dung. Why? Because he found something far better, knowing Jesus. And it's in relationship with Jesus that he finds his meaning and identity and gets the thing that he had been pursuing his whole life, righteousness. So in the time that follows, as we listen to When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, take some time to consider, where have you looked for meaning and significance? How have you been trying to find righteousness apart from Christ? May we learn to consider everything that was a gain to us to be a loss for the sake of Christ. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I am to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I am to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I am to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I am to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.